halftime.
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is a good friend and a man who's really done a lot for the city of Milwaukee. The executive director of the City of Milwaukee Housing Authority, none other than Mr. Willie Hines. You know, Willie, let's talk in these last few minutes about prospects for the future. Excuse me, plans that and activities that are going to be happening at Hackam over the summer.
Well, thank you. Well, a couple of things that we will be working on. We'll be doing our spring clean, re-engaging with our residents. Many of them have been in home and just haven't been out and active. So we're going to work on getting them out and actively engaged. Focus on some of the curb appeal activities and get them connected to one another, reconnected to one another again. And so from that perspective, that will be festive evolved and with celebratory activities and types of treats and foods and partnership and just kind of liveliness, getting our residents back there. We'll be having our annual meeting in July. That will celebrate our staff, who was more of a we were essential services, and over the last 2 years, while others, were working remotely, many of our staff was coming in to work every day, despite facing COVID situations in their own personal family lives. And so we're going to celebrate them during the course of the summer. We'll wrap up some things over at West Lawn while we began to examine some activities throughout the other locations as well, and kind of put our spring clean summer face on our properties. So that's our tremendous focus right now. We'll work in partnership, as indicated, with the Community Development Alliances, because they're working in a space that will help to ideally, when we talk in terms of prevention of evictions, how do we work to increase the wages, because many of the root causes of eviction, overcrowding, and many of the other issues we see, is wages being a challenge. We'll work on just some collective planning to secure additional resources and do what we can to make housing in this area better and benefiting to all. And so we're going to engage some of the residents and some of our youth in hiring opportunities. So we can gauge them young, get some money in their pockets, and allow for them to improve their skill set and put them on a path to self-sustainability in their adult life as well. So a lot of summer social, a lot of summer spring activities that we'll be embracing.
You know, Willie, just so people listening who may not know have some concept of the magnitude of what it is you guys do, how many families would you say are involved with Hackam?
Well, we serve about 10,000 plus low-income families, and that ranges from seniors, adults with disabilities, to veterans. And the housing portfolio is kind of throughout the entire city. Some in family developments, some are in our towers, which would be a College Court, 35th and Highland, Locust Court on Locust and Humboldt in that area, Arlington, Lincoln on the south side, Mitchell on the south side. So those are our senior towers, and their families, their seniors, and some of them disability individuals. And we do about 10,000 or so, but that's through public housing and through vouchers. So vouchers are either project-based vouchers that they associated with the building, or it's a tenant-based voucher where an individual can take in and find another house. And that's when we're partnering with the public sector, because we don't have that product. They do, and they've been very helpful. And we're going to have to expand on that relationship.
Let's talk about those senior towers that and the impact that they have. Let's talk a little bit about what that is.
Well, when senior towers are normally, they're scattered throughout the city. They have a minimum. If it's a low rise, it can be as small as 120. If it's a high rise, it can be as many as 220 or so. And those are single, generally single family units. And near elderly, if you're 55, they identify it as near elderly. So, but if you're older than that, then allows for you to have access to those opportunities. If you have
wait a minute. If we're older than 55, that means what?
That means you and I are near elderly. despite what you see in the mirror, how great you might feel, you're still near elderly. That's what they tell me, man. I fight it every day, day.
What galled me was when I was about 46, I started getting stuff from ARP in the mail.
Correct. Right.
Can't you just wait?
Right. Like, I'm trying to delay that as much as I possibly can.
Yeah, it's like the vulture's circling.
Let me ask you, in those senior towers, do they have full-time medical staff?
Well, what we've done, we were fortunate enough to work with the state. And two of our sites, one in particular, Lapham Park Venture Partnership, we do have the presence in that building, right? And so that's something that we want to continue to build on, rather than having 30 and 40 of our residents, you know, that have to see a nurse, and 30 or 40 nurses are coming into one building. It just made sense for us to say, put a clinic in the basement.
Right.
Or a place where they can work. So now you only have 3 or 4 nurses there for all 50 or 60 of our residents that service them in the building. And so we will expand upon that project that currently exists at our Lapham Park tower, which is off on 6th and Reservoir. It was a tremendous partnership with our previous administration and with Governor Thompson at the time that seeded that program. And so those are some of the things that we want to continue to build at other locations. Some we've had before, but COVID had closed some of those opportunities, and we'll just have to reconnect and then expand upon some of them.
So people who are listening who might need your services, what would they do? Who would they call? What would be the process?
Well, if they're interested in some public housing opportunities, the numbers that we generally give is 414-286-5824. That's where they could start to get the process going. So good, safe, quality housing.
And that includes the elderly.
Yes, sir. That would be our in-house call. All of it, right? And that's what elderly, our family development, scattered sites, vouchers, and then from there we can sort you into the right places to direct you.
So in the last 2 minutes, what do you want to say to our audience?
Yeah, I would want to say that as it pertains to public housing, there's some negative stigmatizations associated with public housing and affordable housing and things as such. I would say that let's not judge the book by its color. There are many great activities that are happening in public housing and affordable housing. A lot of communities are fighting by public affordable housing. But what they don't realize is that in certain communities, affordable housing is for your teachers. Affordable housing can be for police officers. It can be for firefighters and those who serve your community at the Sam's Clubs or the Walmarts or what have you. So I think unfortunately, there's stigmatizations associated with words, negative connotations, when the reality is everyone deserves a quality house. Despite where the income, and you shouldn't have to be wealthy just to have a quality roof over your head. Again, affordable housing reaches everyone, and everyone should have the opportunity to have quality housing.
Hey, my friend, I want to thank you. It's been far too long, man. It won't be so long the next time. I think you're doing a great job, and it is so critically important that we'll have you on again and again and again. That's my good friend, Willie Hines, and you know, Willie was at the root of the Marquette Warriors. They're not the Marquette Warriors anymore.
Golden
Eagles.
The Golden Eagles.
Yeah.
And their fall from grace after Doc Rivers. all right, my friend. Thank you.
Let me say, with Shaka, we're gonna do some great things.
All right, man. I miss you, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you very much. Got to go to a break. You tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.